If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday. It be September 22. And it's 2016, and we're here to talk about everything that affects you, your buckos, and all points in between. We'll do markets. Oh, yeah, we'll do markets. We'll do the election. We'll do taxes. Wait till you hear the latest. We'll do what? What else I got? You know what? We're not even going to talk the Fed today. We're done for now. We'll do scams, shams, corruption. There's a little bit of that today. And whatever else comes to mind, we will simply do. That's how we work. Hope you're having a good day. Again, some housekeeping before we get into it. Number one, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really, just be nice. Read our articles, commentary, charts of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. If you want us to consult with you, press that button. If you want to know what we're doing, we'd like to know what you're doing, press the money management button. And whatever else is up there. All at GaryK.com. Also, there'll be a special Fox News Channel business block on Saturday with Neil Cavuto. Actually, the next 3 weeks will be special Fox News Channel business block. As you know, it's debate time. And we'll be live tweeting during the debate on Monday night, my sarcasm and wit. We will pull no punches on each. Should be fun. And again, they're doing it on night of Monday Night Football and Monday Night Raw. How dare they? How dare they? So, we get a lot of emails asking questions about the debt and the deficits and the printing of money and all that stuff. And people get where I'm going with it at this juncture. It used to be that, well, really, sure, you're sure about all that? Because we started talking about the scam a long, long time ago on this show. And it is a scam. And it is basically brought to you by them. And imagine if you had 10 grand in the bank and you run up a credit card of 20 grand. You're in debt 10. But then you get in the mail another credit card for 30 grand, then you pay off the 10 and you have 20, but it's debt. And you spend the 30 grand and you owe 30 now, and all of a sudden somebody else sends you a credit card in the mail for 50. Well, hell, I'm going to pay down the 30, but now I have 50, but it's all debt. Well, you spend the 50, and all of a sudden you get in the mail 100. Somebody sends you a 100 grand credit card. Yay. So what do? You pay off the 50, but now you have 100, and you spend that also. You go to Fifth Avenue on New York City. So now you're in debt 100K. And then you get a credit card for $250,000. Whoa. You pay off the 100, you got 250 to spend, or 150 more to spend, and you spend it, now you're in debt 250. And then somebody sends you a $500,000 credit card. You pay off the 250, you got 250 left to spend, you spend it, boom, you're now in debt 500,000. How the hell are you going to pay that off? Well, somebody sends you a credit card for $1 million, and you pay off the $500,000, and you have a $500,000 left over, and you decide to go you go to Vegas, and you lose a $500,000 playing baccarat and sucking down a lot of drinks, going to some strip joints, using disco dollars, and on your credit card it says something like John Hopkins edited something, that's the name of the place, but now you're in debt $1 million. Oh, then they send you $2.5 million. You pay off the $1 million, you have $1.5 million to spend, and you know what, I think I'm going to spend it. Well, you get the point, and that's what they've done in Washington. And it really started, and I know what you're hearing about Bill Clinton, that he didn't have deficits. No, it started with Bill Clinton, but he was a nothing piker. He was a deficit spender, but he was a piker. It really started with George Bush. You know, the compassionate conservative yutz. George Bush, under his 8 years, $5 trillion of debt. So in other words, forget what money he was brought into the Treasury. The government spent $5 trillion more than it took in. And, of course, I think $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion was on Iraq. And we know that worked out pretty well. And we were sitting at around $10 trillion in debt. And George Bush was horrible with our treasure. And then came Barack Obama. And I remember a week or two before, he said that the two big things Barack Obama said was that, A, he was going to cut debt in half, and he's going to be the most transparent presidency ever. So he lied twice. In a very big way. It was a bunch of bull crap. He's just another politician. And he made George Bush look like a piker. He's about $9 trillion of debt under his watch. And what that simply means, approximately Washington took in about $22 trillion. They spent 31. Thank you, Barack Obama. And a lot of it had to do with his $800 billion fake stimulus that couldn't stimulate a moose in heat. It was a giveaway to buddies and pals and all that stuff. He said it was going to infrastructure. That was a third lie out of nowhere by Barack Obama. So we went to $19 trillion. Thank you, Barack. But during that time, we had the central bank, and Ben Bernanke got onto something, which they figured out, hey, we can give some cover here. How do we give some cover? By rigging interest rates, just create money out of thin air and get interest rates down so we can, guess what? Handle the debt a little bit easier. And then, of course, the rest of the world, these maggots, decided, ooh, look at that. Let's just do the same thing. And they have. So what has occurred is the world has monstrous, gargantuan debt that will never ever get paid off, that is being glossed and papered over by central banks that are just creating money out of thin air and rigging markets. The latest is Japan saying, oh, we're just going to have the 10-year at zero, and if it moves, we'll just buy it. Buy it with what? Guess what? Printed money. More debt! So what we have now is this gigantic, gargantuan, vicious cycle brought to you by governments, central banks, and administrations. And that's what the story is. The economies around the globe, anemic at best. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of it's the wealth effect. They've all screwed their savers, destroyed their savers. And who makes the money? The people that own the buildings in San Francisco and Zurich and all these places, which, by the way, will crash when all said and done, because it has to. So it's just one big gigantic con game, one big gigantic Ponzi scheme brought to you by the people that are running our governments. And what's going to end up happening when we get another 08, the Republicans are going to blame the Democrats, the Democrats are going to blame the Republican, but you need to look to us, because guess what we're going to tell you? It's all of them. Just remember that. And when we should have million people marches on Capitol Hill against the central bank and what the White House and the governments are doing, that's the deal. All these people that are protesting in Charlotte, go ahead, have fun. By the way, we'll get into that tomorrow. But the problem is, when all is said and done, why the economies can't get going is them. Not to mention 75,000 pages of tax code, 75,000 pages of the Federal Register. That's regulations telling you that you can't run your life yourself. And therein lies the biggest issues we've been, and I just wanted to get it out there for you to make you understand. And by the way, this is not an opinion. These are all facts. And smart people know it. Up next on The Edge, today's market wrap. Good day in the market. News of the day. Whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Liar. Dangerous. Criminal. Crazy. These are the most common words voters use to describe Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. One word suspiciously absent? Trustworthy. Isn't that what this election boils down to? Who can we trust? Who can we trust to tell the truth and bring our nation together, to rise and meet the challenges we face? Fortunately, we don't have to choose between criminal or crazy. We have another choice. Governor Gary Johnson and his running mate, Governor Bill Weld. As two of America's most fiscally responsible governors, they balanced budgets, cut taxes, reduced unemployment, and fought government intrusion into our lives. They led by example, and they are ready to lead again. So this fall, vote for the adults, the candidates we can trust, Governors Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. Americans deserve better as responsible for the content of this advertising. Join us at voteforTheAdults.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I was, I was asked to explain it in a nutshell, and I just explained it in a nutshell. It's exactly what's going on. It's not an opinion. It's the nature of the beast. I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll talk about it more in the coming weeks. Nobody's talking about debt and deficits, and there's a simple reason why. They can't ever roll them back. That would be the problem. And hopefully, just hopefully, a miracle happens. All right, that said, markets reacted well to the bull crap that came out of the central bank over the last couple of weeks that maybe they'll raise rates. And I must tell you that I was incensed this morning when some hack in the Wall Street Journal front cover today was about that they slated to raise rates in December. The first thing I said when I saw that headline, go screw. You're the same hack that said it last month, the month before, the month before, the month before, the month before. Go screw. We're just so tired of these people. The government as well as the government hacks, the journalistic government hacks that don't have a clue as to what's going on. So that was my morning this morning while I was sitting there in traffic for 50 minutes on I-4 for 14 miles. Serenity now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like we said, good day in the markets today. We told you about some leading names, and some of them had a move today. Lots to cover. Let's get going. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. By the way, I did want to mention one thing. The officer that shot the man in Tulsa, I believe, has been charged with manslaughter. As I guess they have a video, the man's hands were up, did not have a weapon, and I think it was a woman officer. That is correct. Anyway, we move on. Dow up 98, S&P up 14, NASDAQ 44, NASDAQ 137. It was a good mega cap day for a few names in the NASDAQ. Transports 31. Remember all the areas that were weak especially the interest rate sensitive ones. Well, the real estate, which broke down badly on that Friday when they said that they were going to raise rates, has got it all back now in 2 days off of the recent lows. That's how fragile markets are right now based on these people at the Fed. Little rally in the utilities also. Advanced declines good. Up-down volume good. New highs did pick up today. In the Dow, there are only two stocks down on the upside. Apple, Boeing, Disney for a change. Procter & Gamble, United Health, and United Tech were all up a dollar. Nothing up $2. Goldman Sachs was up almost a dollar. Weakness today, gold and silver. Rallied up into moving average and fell down today. Any other weakness, really, that sticks out? Nah. These semiconductors are up real big today, and they almost finished flat, so maybe a little bit of tired out right there. But as I'm oils were up much better and did pull back also. But after that, not much else sticking out that I really need to talk about too much. The financials, Bank America down, PNC, SunTrust, Wells Fargo down, the big financials hardly up. They're still lagging badly. They say it's because of the yield curve. We're not even going to get to that because we'll vomit if we have to explain that stuff to you. In the growth area, Alibaba up 3 and change, Amazon up 14. Keep in mind that's an $800 stock. Google up 10, that's an $800 stock. So a little movement there. I'm not seeing that much else. Europe strong, Asia strong. As you know, there's a lot of all that stuff going on there at this juncture, and that is central banks just ramping it up even more and even more and even more and even more. Where it ends, we don't know, but we'll be hopefully be around. Well, hopefully we won't be around for it. Hopefully I'll be on an island in what, like Bora Bora would be a good place to be when this bad boy ends. Other things sticking out today that I got emails on, Chipotle up 10. But not much to really go off of there. Just a pretty decent day today. I do want to mention the NASDAQ. That is standing out as some big cap names are doing the trick. NASDAQ has broken out to new highs. NASDAQ has broken out to new highs. The Russell 2000 is moved up into new high ground, but just keep in mind it is still decently down from the old highs of, let's call it, June of 15. And it's kind of sort of has not made any move since March of 2014. But the small cap's definitely getting a better bid right now in this. Let me rephrase that. Small caps are undoubtedly getting a better bid right now as the the risk on over the last, since 2:30 yesterday, is back on. And leave no doubt, it's all happened since 2:30 yesterday because of the complete about face of an impotent and feckless central bank here. But they're happy because the market's up, and that helps with their side of the election. And they look like they're heroes, I guess. Anyway, that's basically the story today. Don't really have much to complain when we just talk straight overall markets at this juncture. I can talk divergences, but they're kind of sort of on the minor side. I wouldn't sweat it too much. The Dow, which was lagging, still below the 50-day moving average. The NYSE, the NYSE got back above. So a very good day and 90 minutes to get back a decent amount of that nasty drop two Fridays ago when the Fed floated the trial balloon that they would raise rates, which, like government does, lied. Up next, more on the market, movers of the day, news of the day, and whatever else comes today. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I got my, my ticket to see ARW at the Hard Rock. In case you don't know, that is, almost yes. John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, Rick Wakeman. Can't wait. That is going to be really good. I believe that's October 4th. That is correct. And I just got my tickets to see The Illusionists. I heard they're really good. They're going to be here in Orlando. I guess they're out of New York and they do a lot of illusions. And I'm in. I love magic. Anybody does? Well, anyway, I love magic. Let me do some repeating here. Again, Fox News Channel Business Block will be this weekend special on the debate. Monday is the debate. We'll be live tweeting a lot of sarcasm, but a lot of seriousness also. This is now serious, serious stuff, and we'll get back to the markets in a second. When the Hillary Clinton-Bernie Sanders things were going on, the media kept telling you that Bernie Sanders is a socialist, Hillary Clinton's a moderate. The media lied. Hillary Clinton lied. She's left of Bernie Sanders. What? Come on. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. No, she's left of Bernie Sanders. She's a bigger socialist. How do I know? What's my proof? Well, first off, go back to Hillary Care, where she was going to put you in jail. It was a felony for you and doctors if you did not follow the rules. But I digress. Because, as you know, socialists are not really socialists. They're capitalists with their own money. They're socialists with your money. And, of course, they're a lot of them are thieving capitalists. As you know, the Clintons created a foundation to make themselves wealthy and rich and influence peddle while she was Secretary of State. And God only knows what will happen when she's president, because that's who they are. And what also socialists believe in is we're all dumb arses. That's what they believe, that we're a bunch of nincompoops, and they're geniuses, and they're smarter than us, and that, listen carefully, we didn't earn that money. Seriously, we didn't earn the money. It's because of them that we made our money. Thus, like the Sopranos and the Gottis and the Gambinos, we have to pay a tribute to them. And there's never enough. There's never enough money for these people. It never ends. And the problem with letting them get away with one little tax, they'll do another and another. You may not know this because Obama was smart. Okay? Obama was smart. 39% federal. But he also snuck in the taxes in Obamacare. You add the state and all the other crap, the wealthiest are paying before deductions, I grant that, mid to high 50s. So imagine you have to work into July before you get your first dime. And who gets the money? Them! These people who've done nothing more than created deficits and run this country into the ground, and they get the money. So Hillary Clinton, who proposed a 45% estate tax, has now proposed it to be 65%. So imagine your family worked their whole life to build up amazing wealth, and they just piss on your wealth. Give me 65%. You can't give it to your kids. It's ours. And just because we taxed you in the first place, we're going to tax you in the second place. 65%. She's a nutcase. And I am hoping and praying that the Donald rips her to shreds on this. She can't even handle her own money. She's a thief. She steals. She did it through a charity, the worst possible thing you can do. Yet she wants more. And we can't have that happen. We cannot have more money flushed out of the economy into their economy. Why? Recessions. Left and right. And even all this money printing that's preventing us from being in recessions right now won't help. When the government is bigger than the private economy, we're screwed. You see what's going on in Venezuela right now? It is a, well, you know what it is. Run by an evil socialist. Socialism is evil. It siphons. It takes away. And for no good reason than to line their pockets. Is there no wonder there has been such corruption down in Brazil and Venezuela and Honduras? Why? Because when you put too much power in too few hands of people that have bad intentions, bad things happen. And guess what intentions this woman has? Bad intentions. We define bad by she looks at you nothing more than a device to enrich power, money, solidify it in one place, and stomp on our heads. And she's doing it before she's even elected. 65% estate tax. Oh, but it's only for people that's worth this amount of money. They can afford it. No, they can't. You do not work your butt off all your life and create mega wealth by creating massive amount of jobs and wealth for others and then just take the cake and take 65% out of it overnight because one woman says so. A woman that should not be running a lemonade stand. Well, maybe she should. In fact, I'll give her the lemonade stand to run if she loses. Now, before I stated facts, the fact is she's now proposed a 65% estate tax. Oh, but it's for the very wealthy. Tough. The very wealthy should not have to give 65% to the government after it's already been taxed. That's asinine, asinine, and asinine. And that's why central banks have to keep rates at zero, print trillions of dollars, buy up markets, because this is where they're taking us. And if Donald Trump wins, I'll keep my fingers crossed that some of the things he's proposing, he follows through with. And that is, we are the dynamite. We light the fires of this country. That's a metaphor, by the way, in case you didn't know. We are the powerful. We are the power. We are the creators. We are the wealth. They are the destroyers of wealth. If the government was spending what they spent 15 years ago, we'd be growing 5% right now, and deficits been dropping left and right because growth would be too strong. And therein lies the issue. I know, tell me what I think, right? Well, I'm very serious about this one, kids. We cannot afford another 8 years of an Obama who lied to us, a Bush who lied to us about how they were going to handle our treasure. Up next, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. As you know, I have been in major training, and I promised you after 84 days that I would produce pictures. I'm going to wait. I'm not happy yet. I want to be down to 8% body fat before I put them out. In case you do not know, I have knocked out, I was never overweight, but I've knocked out about 25 total, and I can promise I gained a few of muscle, and I am basically bodybuilding and training. And what I mean by that is, at the age of the mid-50s, I'm acting like I'm 25. And let me be clear and concise to you guys that are going to try this. You get more aches and pains and gets tougher to recover and gains are tougher to get. Just remember that and take it slow off the box. In other words, don't jump into it. Start slow. Go see a doctor first. Make sure your health's in good shape and all that. Check your cholesterol, your heart, and all that crap. We don't want anybody getting heart attacks. But I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing for you. I just had to take in all my suits and shirts. Two sizes, and I figure, let's see, well, I'm going to give it about another 30 to 60, and then I'll produce pictures, but it's amazing what you can do. All right, movers of the day, Intuitive Surgical up 15, that kind of sort of breaks out into new highs. Amazon, new highs as mentioned, volume picked up there. Google, trying to move out of range here, almost did it today, actually it edged above. Volume not that great. Chipotle up 10. Let's get in front of Chipotle here, okay? And I'm going to do a little thing for you right now that I like doing. And that is, before anybody else thinks of something, we'll see something. And it doesn't mean you're going to make money in it, and it doesn't mean it's going to work, but I figure this was showing up on my radar today for one thing and one thing only. I want you to notice that going back to June, in and around, for the most part, that 385 to 400 area, every time it gets in there, it stops going down and rallies up, but really doesn't get going. And just letting you know, it just pulled back to 400 again, up 10 today to 410. They report earnings in a few weeks, I believe third week in October. The restaurants I've gone to, it doesn't feel like there's been a big pickup. And maybe it's just trying to do a little bit better because the market's up. I don't know. Let's watch to see if this real strong support that's building actually sticks. Now, obviously, if it breaks below 385, you know, call it a day. But I like being able to identify a specific area support or resistance that I can tell you about, and we'll see. That CMG is the symbol, so we're just letting you know that 385 to 400 area, pretty darn good support going back quite a while. Next, what are we doing, the upside? We're already to 5. Allergan, 5. Sarepta, they're buying everybody. Sarepta Therapeutics, 4. Lending Tree, 4. Mercado Libre acting well, 4. The REIT's doing better. Public Storage up 4. Stamps.com. Stamps.com 4. TransDigm holds the 50-day 4. We're in the 4s. Roper Tech. O'Reilly Automotive is back above the 50-day. Three or more. BlackRock, one of the stronger financials. Alibaba into new high ground. Good volume today. That had a gap on earnings. Alexion Pharmaceuticals. Avalon Bay Communities. Equinix. Twilio. Let's stop on Royal Caribbean. Was up 3 today, and volume was pretty damn good, about 70% better than normal. Why do I bring this up? Because the stock's relative strength is terrible, and it's at new yearly lows. It's because insiders bought a chunk at around that 68 to 70 area, and it's 70 right now. And interesting enough, it bottomed last February at 65. Guess where it bottomed 3 or 4 times in the last 3 months? 65. So that's another stock we need to watch. Not off of strength, but off of weakness and insider buying. So mark that one down, RCL, and let's just see if that 65 to 70 area does end up being a good low for it, like we talked about Chipotle. Notice how we identify stuff. Do I need to do any more upsides here? Let's see. Papa John's Pizza was up 3. I'm just mentioning it because it's pizza. On the downside, Domino's Pizza, new high ground also. Not a lot. H.B. Fuller down 4 to 44. Yuck. Pioneer Natural Resources down 3. The oil's still not going. AutoZone down 3. Jazz Pharmaceutical 2. That's about it. That's your moves of the day. So we pointed out a few little tidbits as we look through moves of the day. But I also want you to be careful about they're moving the crappy biotechs again. And they're moving the crappy biotechs because a couple of companies decided to buy a couple of crappy biotechs for a ridiculous amount of money, and it moved everything up to a certain extent. I'm letting you know, if they're not bought out, they're all going to go down to a buck when we go into a bear market. And a lot of them are down 70% after we told you to be careful of them. Remember, when all is said and done, when you have no sales, valuations will eventually matter, and you can be in a mania, you can be in a bubble, this, that, and the other thing. Again, valuations will eventually matter. And if you have a $3 billion market cap with no sales, eventually your stock's going down 99%. I'm not kidding. Yeah, 99. So just be careful. We're not telling you not to buy them. We've seen some ridiculous moves in the last 3 weeks on companies with no reason whatsoever, except we got a little bit another bubblicious because of a few buyouts in biotech land. So just watch yourself, please. Capital preservation when you need to preserve. Muy importante. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.